Joining me live over the phone is Tyler Schwab, founder of Libertas International, on the air to give us a report on his recent report on the United Nations. Tyler, good morning. How are you doing today?
I'm good. I'm a little jet lagged, but I'm doing well. How are you guys?
I'm doing fantastic. Really appreciate your time. I know you just gave this report not too long ago. So yeah, just getting back. Tell us again where this took place and what this was for.
Yeah, so it took place in Vienna, Austria, and Libertas International was invited to attend a constructive dialogue for trafficking in persons. And so we brought a delegation of eight people down to Vienna, where we spoke about the work that we do. We gave a briefing on just the cases that we're working on, the survivors that we're supporting, and we're really able to represent our donors, our board, our volunteers, and our survivor family and staff to a global stage. And so that's where we got back from, and the connections we made were great, and we look forward to continue working with the UN to hopefully make an impact in this world.
It's very, very cool. When did this presentation take place, Tyler?
It happened on July 10th is when the official presentation took place.
Okay, so you've had almost a week, not quite a whole week, but almost to reflect on it now. Looking back on it, what do you think went well, and what was your takeaway from meeting with the United Nations?
I think first I felt like a fish out of water. Like you have those experiences where you know the imposter syndrome starts to creep in, and it started out right in the morning of my cousin Melissa Hyde, who was present. She let me know while I was walking into the session that my socks didn't match. I had one sock that was black and one sock that was white. And so like those nerves were there. So I had to crack a few jokes and I had to quote Captain America in my speech. But once you get settled on that stage and you realize that you're representing, you know, not yourself, but you're representing the survivors who call Libertas home and the many, many people who sacrificed, it went really well. It went really well just to make different connections with different people doing all kinds of work all over the world. And then creating plans to continue to support survivors, to support prosecutions, and how to change international law to where survivors are protected and perpetrators are punished. And when the joke that I made when I was speaking, it was I felt weird taking the mic. I told him, I was like, I don't know if first timers are allowed to take the mic. I'm not sure the inner politics of this place, but I took the mic and as a first timer and essentially asked to be welcomed back, and they said they would welcome us back, and that Libertas hopefully would be a consistent attendee to all areas of the United Nations, not just in Vienna, but also New York City, Geneva, as we continue to elevate the survivor voices and hopefully make an impact for those that call Libertas home.
Wow, that's pretty incredible, Tyler. What was, you mentioned their response as far as inviting you back and to be more involved in what they're doing. So tell us more about the forum or what the whole overall goal was here from the United Nations that you were invited to and what they're hoping to do moving forward.
Yeah, so the United Nations has a goal by 2030 to really make an impact in all areas of the world. It's not just anti-human trafficking and slavery, but they have some environmental goals. They have some economic goals. They have other human rights goals as well, as far as migration, refugees, and trafficking in persons is just one of the goals that they have. And so this year, especially with Libertas, the cases that we're doing, the international recognition that we've gotten, thanks to various media outlets and the work that we're doing, we really got thrust in the spotlight as a group that's doing good work. And so they want our involvement in creating the change that they want to create. And our work is very, very specific and very unique in this field. It's very survivor-centered. It's targeting a specific type of perpetrators who are abusing these kids. And essentially, they have goals that they've set in place. They have funding that they have to complete these goals. And so they're under the obligation to continue to have these constructive dialogues to hopefully make those impacts all across the world. And so being there in the forum, you know, is really incredible. I just felt very humbled to be in a room like that in an international forum that's being broadcasted across the world. You get survivors of trafficking from Romania, advocates from Uganda, people that work organized crime in Mexico, just people from all over the world. And then you find out that when you talk with people that your story is just as unique as other people's story. You know, you talk about a nonprofit from Wyoming a small town kid with a Mohawk who is now speaking on an international stage. Like, your story, our story as a nonprofit, resonated with people because it's very unique in this space. And so they have goals in place. We have goals in place, and they are, I think, very much looking for the input, not just from us, but from our survivors. And so our delegation, we had two wonderful survivors who attended the delegation with us, a 19-year-old social work student from Guatemala that we were able to rescue when she was 13 years old, and then 18-year-old social work student from Colombia that we also rescued when she was 13 years old. And to have them, you know, share their experiences on an international stage, make those connections, and also that just really good for their resumes that they're part of a UN delegation of social work students. I think that's the most important, that their voices are elevated and that their experiences are the ones that are applied to hopefully make the change we need to make.
Tyler Schwab on the Weekday Wake Up this morning, founder of Libertas International, again telling us how things went with his recent presentation to the United Nations last week. Tyler, we've had you on the air previous times, and you've spoken about the goal of Libertas International, why you founded it, and what your goals are. For anyone that's maybe missed those or just starting to learn about what you do, give us the nuts and bolts of who and what Libertas International is, and why this next step to the UN was so big for you guys.
Yeah, so Libertas International was founded a while back. It started out as a different name. It started out under the name Gifts of Grace. And as we evolved as a nonprofit, we felt we had to change the name to further reflect our mission. And our mission essentially is to support survivors of human trafficking in Latin America in their healing, in their aftercare, and then support local and federal law enforcement in their quest to hold these perpetrators accountable, whether they be local traffickers or international traffickers, such as American citizens who engage in something called sex tourism, where they travel to a different country to abuse children in hopes that they won't get caught or the laws aren't as strong in those places. And so that's what we do. It's a tough mission. It's a tough job. It's a very dark industry, but the survivors make it worth it. They're the ones that are always front and center for everything that we do. The cases that we work are survivor run, and these people, you know, just are very evil people. And you know, I'll quote Captain America again. You know, the price of freedom is high, and always has been, but I think it's a price that we should all be willing to pay. And sometimes, you know, that comes at personal sacrifice for just the time that we spend doing this, the financial resources that people give to Libertas. But these survivors are worth it. These people are truly, truly evil that we're fighting. And so there's no other place that I think, you know, me growing up in a place like Star Valley, where I was raised to, you know, chase the light, to seek beauty, to defend the vulnerable. There's no place that I would rather be, along with my team, my donors, my volunteers, my staff, than standing in between these American predators and these vulnerable children in the developing world. And so that's what we are in a nutshell. We're a 501c3 nonprofit. So when people donate, it is tax deductible, and your donations go straight to the work, the boots on the ground to support these survivors and to go after these predators that would abuse the most vulnerable.
You know, Tyler, and it really is incredible, not only the work you do to help rescue, but the work that Libertas International does to help transition back to not just a normal life, but a thriving life. And you talked about the two survivors that went with you to the UN, and some of the things they're doing now are just absolutely incredible. Speak to that more, what Libertas does to not just rescue, but to help these survivors become huge advocates themselves and go on to do great things.
Yeah, you know, it's you know, people are always very kind to say very kind words about me or kind words about our team. And I really appreciate those kind words. But in my view, the people that are being served by the nonprofit, the survivors, are the ones that should wear the mantle of hero, because I think surviving is the hardest thing. And they've already done that. Like one of the girls that was there, well, I'll just speak to both of them. You know, the girl from Guatemala, her name is Daisy. She's given permission to share that publicly, and she's on our social media sites. You know, I remember when I was first on her rescue in Guatemala 5 or 6 years ago, she was this scared 13-year-old girl who was being trafficked by a member of the MS-13 gang. She was clutching this little teddy bear and just didn't say a word, as she was unsure, you know, what was unfolding in that moment. And now to see her on a global stage, you know, taking pictures with my cousin who accompanied us, and to see her as a position of authority and having these experts and these people asking her questions, it was just such a humbling moment for me. And also the girl from Colombia, they're both studying social work. They both want to make an impact in this world. And the girl in Colombia, we were talking and we got reminiscing, and we actually found the first audio message that she ever sent me when she was 13. And she had just been referred to us after being rescued from this Airbnb from this American man. And she talked about we bought her some school supplies and we paid for her transportation to go get her school supplies and her uniform. And she just said, when she was a little 13-year-old girl, the sweetest voice message, it was like, I just want to say thank you for paying for my transport and my school uniform. Like, no one's ever done that for me. I feel very supported. I just want to thank you for being so kind. And to see her, you know, after all these years, to be speaking at the UN and to be having this experience, it was just so humbling to me. And I think one thing that we do is we love those social work students that want to make an impact and serve and to one day work for Libertas International. But a survivor wants to be a chef, or she wants to be a cook, or she wants to be a nail technician, or she wants to work in an office. We celebrate that just as much because we believe that these survivors deserve to heal, not to make an impact, not to share their story, but we believe that these survivors deserve to heal, period, just because they're important and they're special, and their dream of being a chef or a nail technician is just as important as the survivor that wants to study social work to one day work for Libertas International. And so they're the heroes. We are at the average age of the survivors we serve is around 13 years old. The youngest survivor we've ever received into our little family is 19 months old. And we'll keep on going as long as there is money in the bank.
Wow. That's Tyler Schwab again, Libertas International. Speaking of as long as there's money in the bank, you guys rely heavily on the donations. Of course, there's the big event this Friday that we've been promoting with Mrs. Wyoming America Rowena Bueller at Carpus Plus Color Tile in Afton. It takes place from 11 to 3. Proceeds benefit the mission of Libertas International to help. And Tyler, how else can people get involved and make these donations?
Yeah, I just want to give a shout out to Miss Wyoming there. She's always just so proactive, and she's always thinking of ways to raise money for us. And when I had a survivor down in March in Star Valley, she was so sweet to her, took us out to breakfast, and just got to know her a little bit to understand how to use Libertas, her platform. And I'm just so grateful for people like that continue to support what we're doing. And she's really been just an amazing volunteer this year. She's probably going to be our volunteer of the year. And I'm just so humbled at that effort that she's putting on and people are doing on. And yeah, people want to get involved. Like, the best way to do it is to become a monthly donor. That's always the thing I harp on the most, because there's always new survivors needing help. Just last week, I was at the UN. Last night, we were getting ready to receive a new survivor into our family who's 17 years old, seeking help, and who was abused by a former military officer from the United States. And so for us to be able to say yes to her, we have to see those monthly donations coming in. When people sign up to give $10 a month, $25 a month, that just allows us to project in the future, like, how many survivors we can serve, how many we can support. And those monthly donors really are my favorite people. And it's a way that it just comes out automatically every month at LibertasInternational.org. And that's really the best way to help, because it allows us to, as I said, keep money in the bank, to ensure that these wonderful survivors have money to count on when it comes time to ask for help. Because asking for help is just so vulnerable. Like, it's so hard to disclose just the worst thing that's ever happened to you. And we always want to receive them with care, compassion, and have a safe place to land when they reach out for help.
Absolutely. Again, that's LibertasInternational.org. That's where you can find out more information and make those donations, LibertasInternational.org. Tyler, it's always a pleasure to talk to you about this. Thank you for the work that you and your team do. And we look forward to hearing how things continue to progress, especially with this new relationship with the United Nations.